Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Joan and Janet are subtle energy empaths in the field of consciousness. Their passion is to support your evolutionary growth and change. Join them as they talk about our individual and collective evolutions, explore what living consciously with energetic awareness means in our daily lives, access with them a state of grace. There is no time, no space. Feel the warmth and acceptance and opening into infinite possibilities. Combining a broad collection of modalities and personal experiences, they share with humility and humor their appreciation for the body-mind-spirit connections that we call life. Now, here is Joan Newcomb and Janet Barrett.
Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. We're your co-host, Joan Newcomb, and I'm coming to you from Tacoma, Washington, and my partner, Janet Barrett's coming to you from Portland, Oregon.
Hello, everyone. Oh, it's so nice to talk to you. Oh, wonderful.
We have a great show for you today, and we are going to be talking about power and consciousness, and we have a very special guest.
Yes, joining us is Tommy Bradford, who's a friend of mine who I met years ago at a Matrix Energetic seminar. And over the years, we have kept in touch. And, well, he calls me early in the morning because he's in Texas somewhere, and I'm in Portland, Oregon. And he calls, and he's a farmer, and he is a land steward of his acreage in his mind, and he has a wonderful sense of how to be within himself in his community, and he's always very gracious and is very powerful in his sense of history where he lives. So we want to thank Tommy for taking the time to join us today, and he's got a little bit of a cold he's dealing with, so he's going to be very husky voice. He'll be the husky voice out of the three of us. So, hi, Tommy. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, how nice. Oh, we're doing fine, sweetie. So what else are we going to talk about today, Joan?
We're going to be talking about power and heart and consciousness, like you were saying, and answering those kind of questions. But quickly first, why don't we get out of the way the things we normally talk about, which is to remind folks how they can find out about us in other places. You can join us on Facebook. You can look us up as Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet on Facebook and join the group and join the fun. And you can also follow us on Twitter at Joan and Janet. And that way you can keep in touch with us and get the most recent information from us. You can get also our weekly writings and any other special events that we're offering. Also, we'd love to hear from you. So, you know, give us your suggestions of things to talk about. You can message us on Facebook or Twitter with them, or you can email us at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com and give us your suggestions, and we will respond to them on the air.
Yeah, we've got Tommy with us because we wanted to be able to have another voice and his experience of daily living and what the field of the heart, what unified consciousness means in his terms. Because for each of us, being in heart-centered space means something different and gets experienced differently. And it's important to share with our listeners, we feel. All of us have all this broad background of different things we get involved in, and it's how we feel good about where we are in our lives that's important. And so we're going to be offering this to other listeners, and we'll get that all set up in time about maybe you could be live with us and what that might be fun for all of us to do. So
yeah, we talked about having like several people on at once, mm-hmm. and like a panel of people, and that mm-hmm. you know, so we could have our own version of The View or something.
So
real quick before we dive into this, because we'll be coming back after commercial break and actually going to heart space and dealing with these things, we wanted to remind people about Janet's new website and the stuff that she offers there.
And that's JanetAndBeyond.com. www.johnandjanet.com. And if you check it out for me, let me know how it works on your platform of whatever, iPhone, iPad, iTunes, whatever it is. And you can get a $25 discount on your first session with me. You can also get a free top 10 tips to how to enjoy life that are including at least 28 principles I put down. So I'm always, you know, you sit down and there that information just showed up. So I'm happy to share with it. If you decide to sign up and subscribe to the weekly blog that I send out, and Joan has a great one also. So we totally want you to get involved and participate and offer how you're noticing the world.
Yeah, and my website is joan-newcomb.com, and you can go there and get tips for holding your own amidst all this growth and change, and also get my weekly writings. And also my books are on Kindle, so you can see all about my books there. And the services that I offer, conscious mastery coaching and readings and energy work that I do. And I just remembered, we have our show is now on YouTube. So we have a YouTube channel. So you can find us with Conscious with Joan and Janet on YouTube and see all the past shows that you might have missed.
Ooh, sounds good to me. How you doing? You still there, Tommy?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay. Well, you're a patient man, and you don't have to wait much longer. We're just going to go for a quick commercial break, but stay tuned because we're going to be talking about power and consciousness with Tommy from Texas in a state of grace.
Are you ready to take a quantum leap in your life? Joan Newcomb is a conscious mastery coach who empowers you to navigate life from your own inner wisdom using energy techniques. Contact her through her website, joan-newcomb.com, and take conscious mastery of your life today. That's joan-newcomb.com.
Would you like a fresh approach to the challenges you're dealing with? Janet Barrett is a subtle energy empath. Feeling the energies present in your myths and language, she offers a supportive, non-judgmental viewpoint. Experience new ways to relate to and release the energies in those stories. Receive a $25 discount on your first session. Email Janet for an appointment at janetb@janetandbeyond.com. Come explore with Janet. New possibilities for a joy-filled life.
You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. And I'm your host, Joan, and I'm here along with Janet. And we're talking about power and consciousness. So, Janet, did you want to tell us a little bit about going into heart space?
Well, we can do that. So everyone, just notice your shoulders. Shrink your shoulders or shrug your shoulders, relax your shoulders, and just notice that difference. It's important to be able to feel something, right?
Well, what is heart space?
Well, heart space is really a three-step thing. You got your placement of your heart, your physical heart. You have your emotional heart. And then you have the core, the essence of all unified consciousness. So when we're talking heart space, in our terminology, it's the field of the heart. It's both physical, both emotional, both all of us in that unified consciousness. So we navigate all those three areas. And it makes for what I guess you call more wholesome experience. The whole, the totality of who we are shows up that way. And it's about not so much what you're thinking, but if your thinking is coming from your ability to notice from in that field of the heart. And might be a good time to ask Tommy. Tommy, when we're talking about heart-held awareness, how is that your reference? How do you notice that? What's your language?
For describing going to heart space?
Yeah.
Okay. For me, I use the heart itself as a reference point.
Okay. And so
that would be that area when I go, when I relax, to make mm-hmm. that connection through my okay. my other conscious self to the mm-hmm. to the outer consciousness of the universe. And so, you know, that's where I go to make that connection.
Great. Well, it sounds like it's right up our alley, right? Okay. So what do you notice when you do that? Do you have a physical sensation, or how is it that you hold that in awareness?
I have a physical sensation of going there.
Uh-huh.
It would be like if you if you closed your eyes and just started thinking and let yourself relax, and just relax more and more, and then pretty soon you feel yourself bending in your chest, and you're not as aware of your outside surroundings as much, and then mm-hmm. you can start thinking about something okay. that you'd like to work on or do, or you know, something that you'd like to appreciate, and the farther you go, the more you get into that.
Mm-hmm. And is this something you would do all the time, or is it special occasions, or how do you use that?
If I was driving and not thinking, I would go there almost mm-hmm. automatically now. Mm-hmm. I would end up there, and I would start getting information or talking or something. It's very easy to go there if I talk on the telephone like to you. on a phone conversation, it sort of takes you out of your other awareness. That's mm-hmm. sort of like a tool for going to that place to be.
mm-hmm. Okay. What do you notice, Joan?
Well, for me, dropping into heart space is this really expansive experience, and I feel a shift in energy. Sometimes it feels a little bit like I get wobbly on my feet or feel like falling over, mm-hmm. but it also it's like a shift in awareness that it's really hard to describe. It's different than the kind of energy work that I used to do, where I would ground and feel gravity increase and things would get heavier. Things don't get heavier, they just get more expanded. But I loved the way that you, Tommy, were talking about it and how easy it is to do is the important thing. Is just like you can do it talking on the phone. You can do it in the car. It's just it really doesn't take anything special to drop into this awareness.
And it's not something that takes a long time or has a ritual or something to it, which I think is very different than when you sit to meditate and, you know, then you're using that time that way. We're looking for that we make choices all day long. And it's like how to check in with yourself and notice your own sensibility about how you're relating to information that you're presented with. And you want to do that more quicker, sooner than later, right? And hindsight's a wonderful thing, but that's in the future. So how do we look to be congruent with what we want to have happen and be aware? And so this is what we want to offer to all of you that are listening in, is that this doesn't have to be something that you just do in your spiritual journey on Sundays or when you have a free moment. I mean, there is always time to navigate that state of awareness, the part of you that can hold that awareness. And Tommy's in an expansive area. He drives a lot. As a farmer, he's all over the place. So he really can be in that state a great deal. And Joan and I look to do that in our daily choices. So, all right, are we ready to drop in and have our talk?
Have we answered everybody's questions?
But we were also looking at this in terms of power and how we feel powerful. Tommy, when you're able to do that, what is your sense of power? And what does power mean to you when I mention that?
Oh, there's, Janet, there's a feeling of being on or in the zone or whatever you mm-hmm. call it, you know, like that you know when everything's connected. that you know everything's going to work out and be right. And there's times when you feel that things are off. And so when you have everything hooked up and connected, you know that everything's going to be okay.
That's a very powerful feeling, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
And see, sometimes for me, it's very easy where I'm at. You know, where I'm at is very quiet. I don't have a lot of people I'm around during the day. So I'm out in wide spaces. You know, on the way to work in the morning, I watch the sun come up each day. And I'm aware of its different movements from day to day. You can see the shift in the progression of the spin of the planet. Mm-hmm. So, like early in the morning, I can imagine the ancient people watching the sun come up and, you know, thinking about how long did it take them to figure out astrology and the way the stars and planet moves and everything moves. You know, could I do the same thing if I was back there? So, you know, it almost makes these ancient connections when you're thinking about that.
Well, what I'm aware of right now is this has got a really deepening feeling to it, doesn't it, Joan?
Yeah, something I wanted to mention too is I loved your response because the other thing we want to talk about here, and maybe we want to do this in heart space, but it's what power really is. And what power really feels like, as opposed to, you know, what you see on Fox News.
Yeah, really.
So, okay. but it feels like we're all chomping at the bit. So to go into heart space, but so why don't you take us down there, Jan?
All right, everybody. So all of you that are listening in, whatever time and space and place that is, the part of you that can pay attention here, just embrace that part and just put the rest of it up there. And let's see what shows up today. Okay, I see an elevator button. So everybody, just kind of go to the elevator within yourself. Now remember, it's always within yourself that you're here. So push that floor for heart. Step in. Doors close. Push the button for heart. And just allow yourself to drop in. And you can use the physicality, the placement of the heart as a location. So just bring that awareness down and notice your shoulders are relaxing. Everything is deepening. And some of us are already there. And that's what we're kind of tracking. Okay, there's the ding. Doors open. And there, step into that antechamber there. And this time I'm seeing like a hallway. This is interesting. So, you know how you come out into the little area where the elevators are, and there's the hallway. And so you get to pick a door today. So just notice this space and open one door. That's the one with the flashing light, maybe. And go in there and notice what you notice. This is your emotional terrain, so just notice what you see. Could be a doctor's office, could be a computer room, could be whatever. Whatever, just allow it to speak to you, and it's your emotional terrain today. And then there's another door. And so we're just going to invite you to go into that, open that door, and that's where we all are, unified consciousness. There we go. So what it's like to just feel that relaxation, that connection in the field of the heart. So this is where we notice from. It's not in our thinking and rationalizing and reasoning. This is where we allow ourselves to ask our questions and allow ourselves to have answers. There's nothing intruding in this. So just notice. And today may be different than it was a moment ago or yesterday. Doesn't matter. Just notice where you are today. So we invite all of you along with Tommy, Joan, and I. And let's see what we have in here today. What you got, Joan?
Well, so I was still pondering about power from the experience of consciousness and from the awareness of consciousness. And as we're all here together in heart space, it's a really different experience. And, you know, this is fantastic that we've got Tommy from Texas on, because Tommy, y'all are in the heart of Texas where there's a real old paradigm of power, you know, and and you as a man in Texas, and then yet doing this energy work that we're all sharing here, I mean, you have spanned or you have stepped over all of those, you know, all of those rigid and stuck pictures. So what's your experience? What was your experience of power? What is your experience of power?
Still not sure what you mean by power. For me,
this is great.
Yeah, that's great.
So what is our terminology is so different that we get lost in our definitions sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So
having access to information. What does that mean to you, Tommy?
Well, see, there we go again. We have a feeling, and feelings is what the feelings that we have are sometimes what the universe feels that we send out, and they're hard to describe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm wondering now if there's even a negative part to the universe, if maybe they're just an on and off, and so the on is all positive and light, and when it's off, it's off. And so, you know, the stronger I can make an emotion or a feeling and send that out to the universe with what I want, I think I get a stronger feedback of that. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah. Now, so I think where this is directing is what we're talking about in the sense of having personal power is exactly what you're describing. You're choosing to set something in action, and something happens as a result. And that's what we're looking to do in being powerful in our lives, is there are events outside that can dictate, but we get to choose how we respond. We get to choose how we react, and we get to choose what choices we're going to finally make about things. And for me, that's kind of what personal power is okay, I'm going to use the information around me in ways that are useful. Is that an easier understanding, Tommy?
Yes, that's what I do.
Exactly.
I use it trying to decide. Each year we have a decision to make. Do we plant early? Do we plant late? Is it going to be early spring, late spring? You know, those are decisions that people have made since the beginning of time, because their survival depended on it. And mm-hmm. we're still making those same decisions. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this year it felt like it's going to be late, and that's the way it's turning out.
Oh, late to plant is what you mean?
Late to plant is one example, yes.
Mm-hmm. And so you get to decide how you relate to that information, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so...
It's my decision.
Right. And do you find that an easier way to live?
Yes, if you feel that something's going to be late, you don't get anxious about doing something early.
Okay. And those times when you have to plant late, or you know, do you find that you just have less resistance or surrender, or, you know, all that terminology comes into play?
That's just the way it is. I mean,
so it's easier for you to, it sounds like it's easier for you to accept your situation.
That's where I was going. It's easier just to accept what it is, because that's what it is, because you know it's going to be that way, and so you're not going to be able to change everything.
Right. So what you can change, you do, right? So, all right. What are you noticing, Joan?
Well, I'm loving this because you know, we're diving right into what this new awareness of power is. And the whole reason I was asking Tommy those questions, which were great that the answers were different is because, you know, I came out of a real old paradigm of power. And, you know, I grew up in Washington, D.C., and I have all brothers. And my dad actually came from Abilene. And so, you know, he represented the tall white male, you know, external aspect of power, as opposed to what we're talking about, which is an internal awareness, and it's a sense of empowering, but it's not even, you know, it's not even like personal power when we're in this space, because it's a collective power is what I feel. So it's I'm actually finding it hard to define from the ideas that I had before we dropped into heart space to the feeling that I'm having in heart space. I'm having a hard time defining it. It feels good, but it doesn't, you know, it's not that like, oh, I can manifest myself, you know, a new Corvette or whatever kind of power too, because even that was an old, that law of attraction can be distorted into an old paradigm of creating, you know, manifesting physical things, you know. But there's a true, the true sense of powers when we're dropped into heart awareness is that we are consciousness, and so we are source energy, and so it's not a hierarchical thing. It's not a more or less thing. Do you know what I mean?
Well, let's just take a moment, because this is one thing what Tommy has is his sense of earth.
Yeah. Right?
And you can feel this deepness, which is wonderful, because there's nothing more powerful than the earth, I think. And power, women and men probably look at that word differently. And there's a vitality that registers differently. So this is, it has a very nice deep sense about it. And the earth has a solid quality to it, even though it's totally vibrant and everything's in motion underneath the surface of it. Everything on the surface is in motion also. So, it's just a nice place to be. What are you noticing, Tommy?
Well, I have different feelings on that. I go from tiny things like, you know, healing an animal or something to having feelings about the entire planet.
Mm-hmm.
I know that things are changing and they will change the right way, but right now I'm sort of having a sadness because there is a big attack on our feminine side. We're all balanced. We're all yin yang. You know, we put this label male female on things, and that's not quite right. We're really just balanced energy, and when we let one side of that get too far or the other side get too weak, then we're not as healthy or as strong as we should be. And right now we're having a big attack against our feminine side across the whole planet. You know.
Hmm. Can you describe how you notice that, Tommy? Is that just a feeling that you have, or where's that awareness?
It's just a feeling, or no? Okay. You know, I'm not sure. I'm not really sure.
It's just something that you're conscious of.
Not right. Yeah.
Okay.
And this is not the first time that we've done that. We've done this way in the past. We've had this unbalance has been here before. And we got back balanced, and now we're doing it again.
Mm-hmm. So for listeners, see how Tommy's able to articulate that he has an experience, right? And he's no different than you and I, is that so often we're feeling things, and we get this sense of what it is, and it's like nothing you can really put your finger on. And so for all of you that aren't in your awareness of how you notice information, this is a good clue for you. So sometimes we feel unsettled. Sometimes we can watch something on TV or hear it on the radio, and it triggers that awareness in you in some way that you haven't articulated. So we allow that to happen. It's okay if information is being felt that's not being able to be labeled. So you just want to just notice that. And Tommy's very much in his seasons because as a farmer, he's really aware of how to plant, when to plant, what that earth is receptive to, what that development is going to take, what it takes to nurture something to grow. And he gets to do it every season, where some of us don't have that experience, but we are like Tommy. This is where we come from. And however many generations back it is in you, that's the truth of what's within yourself. So you may be busy in your head working on a computer in an office in some place and have no connection that there is that part of you that is into noticing and planting and feeding and nurturing, and then something comes out of it. And that's really nice.
Janet, go ahead.
Can I jump in just a minute? Janet, you take a tiny seed and you realize that you're not the one making that seed grow. Something else is making that seed grow. All you are is a messenger or steward. And So I take that tiny seed out there and I put it in the ground. And, you know, I know the proper conditions to put it in where it's moist and warm and the sun comes, and then you watch it grow. And you never really know how it's going to do until the end of the year. And all you're there is just to watch and be a steward. And so, you know, everything else is provided for it. The birds fly. Well, something feeds those birds every day of the year. We take animals and put them in a cage and have to feed them. Or I have dogs at the farm. I have to go every day and make sure they have food because they're locked up. But, you know, the wildlife and animals, somehow the universe provides food for them every day. They have food and water and a place to go and something to do. And, you know, that's what I'm doing on a higher level.
Yes. That's great. I want to validate you, Tommy, because I have been feeling, I've just been feeling your energy on a heart level here while we've been talking. So I just want to let you know that I'm tuning in to the additional stuff that you're contributing to this experience today. And I'm really enjoying your energy. So thank you so much for that.
Yeah, I've always enjoyed Tommy.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing him with us. Yeah. I was bouncing off of what you were both saying is I have clients who are very caught up in their work life and in, you know, their urban kind of life, and the only places where they feel connected to spirit is when they're out in nature or if they're, you know, climbing off up the side of a mountain. And and that is where we can reconnect with this essential energy and stepping away from our devices, stepping away from those our cubicles and our boxes. So I do a lot of work with nature and aligning my cycles to nature. And last week, or I can't remember. Yeah, it was last week. We were talking about, the different cycles and seasons that are going on with, and how we feel different with nature. So, you know, as we've come into the springtime here, there's a connection, a deeper connection of the activity going on with nature and manifesting things into form. So, that's Tommy's perfectly talking about when you're operating as consciousness, you're operating on multiple levels at once.
Totally. And in regards to, he has time to observe the power of his environment, right? And that's one thing about power. We also have interpersonal interior space. Some of us may feel powerful in certain areas of our life, but not in others. And as consciousness and awareness of itself, how do each of us, where, what are those areas where you can feel, oh, I'm really effective here? And then that might be the term, you know, we don't, and that's only the bias of the word, right? And in a gender way, where do I feel forceful? Where do I feel whatever? Where do I feel, for me personally, I don't use the term power too much. I just feel, how do I feel connected? How do I have a sense of flow? That's where I'm going to reframe that word. And it's all about movement, right? And vitality. And what areas in my life really seem to work well. And maybe that's how I notice it. So I don't know. What do you got, Tommy? What do you notice about it that way?
I don't look at it as power. I look at it more as an ability, something mm-hmm. that we're able to do because of the way we're hooked up, the way we're connected, you know, of what we are. We're all a part of this universal consciousness. And when we allow ourselves to relax and connect into that, we can do just about anything. I've done some healing on friends and people I know. I've had some animals I've healed. You know, I work on myself and other people a little. You know, there's two sides to some of it. You know, some of this connection, and you start feeling empathy for, you know, for other things. You have these feelings that, you know, they're not always that good all the time. That they're sort of overwhelming. You have to be able to turn them off and cut it back sometimes.
Yeah, that is the challenge of being empathic or being able to be in a state of rapport with others, is that you'll notice their information. So there is that sense of how to be in one's own integrity as you experience those other states of information. Definitely. There we go. What do you got, Joan?
Well, I liked what Tommy was saying because, you know, for him it was more like the action of it rather than, mm-hmm. You know, the energy of it. And earlier, you know, he was saying how, you know, there's been an attack on the feminine, and my feeling is as we're shifting into this greater awareness of consciousness, we're interpreting it as gaining in feminine power, though I just feel like it's gaining in authentic power. And so anything that is the opposite of that, the old paradigms of power that we would, quote unquote, you know, with our little fingers up, you know, be masculine power as external power, dominance, power over kind of stuff, those are all the games that are disintegrating and going away. And so it gets stronger and more extreme as it is disintegrating, you mm-hmm. know. And, mm-hmm. and a great example of it is the temper tantrum that's been going on for almost 8 years, 16 years, in D.C. and in Congress, because they epitomize that sort of the tall white male, except they're not that tall, but, you know, and the dominance over and the controlling others, and they epitomize all that archaic sense of what was powerful, which is actually powerless, because when you mm-hmm. have your focus outside yourself, you've actually diminished your own internal power. So, you know, what Tommy's been talking about is authentic power, which is, you know, and like you were saying, it's like it's down to earth and it's real, and it's like you can lift your hands in the soil and you can feel it, and you can affect change with it. So it's ability to affect change. Yeah.
Yeah. So everyone, just notice, seems to be a deep, there's a reverence there that's present that I'm trusting those of you that can notice that about life. Life is vital. We each embody it. We embody it to different degrees, how we allow it to flow. And from heart space and heart-centered awareness, this is kind of the place where you can have a different conversation about what's going on within yourself. And this is power in action. And a lot of us don't always feel powerful in our situations. There's a lot of victim energy. There's lots of different ways to negate our own sense of self, which is kind of what that's about. So in making daily conscious choices, there is no loss of power. There is a way to look at what you experience in life and how to use it and not be smacked in the face with it, but how to be in the flow of that and how to respond differently. And it's precious. It's not available in a lot of people's minds. When it is, it's everywhere. So all you have to do is do exactly what we're doing, and that is just drop into that heart space awareness for yourself and notice how you feel about that choice that you're being faced with, or how to make a decision. And if you could have all the information you needed at any one moment, this is the place you're going to get it. And how do you experience information? Now, Tommy, do you feel stuff, would you say, or you just have an awareness? What is your sensory mechanism? Do you hear things, see things?
Let's use Joan's. Joan mentioned DC. Let's use that as an example. I think there is a heart space power out there that is thwarting those guys. They're stopping them from getting everything they want, and they're upset.
Yeah.
They
mm-hmm.
want all these things done their way, and it's not happening anymore. I think there's something overriding their desires, and we can help that. We can go to our heart space and be active instead of just sitting and meditating. We can go to our heart space and use it to create, and use it to make a better place to live, and bring everything back more into balance.
Because if the individual does that, right, that's the key here, is not to get tied into the morphic field of whatever the energy dynamic is, but to notice, well, how do I relate to that? And am I going to be in that state of emotional connection of fear, jealousy, hate, whatever it might be, and go, okay, at heart, how do I feel about this and what do I want to do about it? And how that starts to ripple out into your world. And how does one person make a difference? We see it all the time where one person can make a difference and set something into play. So that's about as powerful as any of us can get, is to know that we do something and something happens as outcome. And we're inviting that when stuff gets stuck, when things don't change, when you just have heads butting, which is that political machine there, it's time to step back. Right? And we got to do it a different way. But you have to change the state, that state of energy that's saying, no, headbutts, 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 headbutts. And at some place, there is that place to say, butt heads, butt heads, butt heads. Right. You have to invert that energy. And so here's the three of us with our audience out here. What would it be like if within ourselves, what we keep butting heads with? So forget about trying to change them. Within yourself, what is it that we keep running up against, seemingly locked into place, and invite that place to open up? And what would that be like? And then as we experience our reality with that, what if we start to notice it playing out into the world? It's all kind of a matter of how you observe yourself, isn't it? Yeah, I bet we all have something we butt heads with.
Well, so that's, you hit the nail on the head, or you hit the butt with a nail or whatever it is. But if you are feeling the need to butt heads with it, or if you are feeling like something is more powerful than you, there you are engaging in that old paradigm. You're right. Wrestling with that tar baby. And so when you step into consciousness and you step into this heart space, you don't even necessarily feel a need to engage with that. Your focus shifts so that there is no they, but that morphic field has no power over you. So, you know, we can contribute to the change in the planet by dropping into heart space and in focusing differently, and it de-energizes that illusion that's going on the outside. It's, you know, it's helping that to disintegrate.
Well, and that's just usually, for me, my reference is the outside world is reflecting inner in some way, my inner world. So things start to happen out there that I get to make choices about, but it's also about how I'm holding that those are the choices that I get to make. So in reorganizing and looking at what seems stuck within about anything, it's like, okay, what if that could just be different? And we could just take a break from having to defend, okay? Because everybody's busy defending their position and they're not listening. So What if we could stop that in the part within ourselves that's busy defending and just kind of breathe and relax and notice how that energy is playing out in your life in a personal way? And what if it could be different? What if you could take that part out for a cup of tea? What if you could hear what each side is saying? What if you could understand it's the same side that's talking? There we go. There we go. Yeah. And what it'd be like to give it a rest. All right. Is it time to come back, do you think?
How are we doing
on time?
I bet we're sliding into home here, so
I think we are.
I think you can go ahead and I have no idea. There is no time or space, just the now.
So it starts to happen after a while.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So
well, we're all powerful, you know. So we do have a little bit of time. Good timing.
But I think it is good timing to bring us back out of heart space, or at least all to right. street level. That's what
street level. Okay, how you doing there, Tommy?
Doing good.
We still got you there?
Yes.
So what are you noticing at this moment, Tommy?
While you were talking, I get a picture of the entire planet. It's getting better. It's improving. But I can see, the visual picture is smoke, but the smoke is off-gassing negative emotions and things from way in the past. So I think everything is healing and getting better. And I actually see energy coming out from three different places on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I don't know. It's hard to say things. I see an area in Japan where the reactors went off, and I see a purpose in that. And I see a lot of negative things from the past leaving that area and going away. The same way in New York at the Twin Towers. I see that as having another purpose behind it that's probably positive, that's an energy release that needed to happen. And I'm seeing the same thing in Syria, which is odd. That's not the area I would pick it to be. But I see the planet having three places where it's letting go, letting things change.
Okay.
And you know,
yeah, I can see that.
We're moving on. We're getting better.
All right. Well, everyone, why don't we sort of bring it back? And Tommy, thank you very much for all those insights and sharing this space with us. This has been quite precious. So as we wave a fond farewell to universal consciousness, everyone, just bring your awareness back. Going to come back into that room that was that emotional terrain. Notice what it feels like now. Is it still a doctor office or did it become a fun center? Did you notice? Yeah, whatever. Go to the elevator. Push up. I think you don't think you have to do much more than that. Just push the button for up. Doors close. And let's rise up. And the part of you that will hang out in here is going to hang out. The rest of you that needs to come back into awareness to go make dinner or brush your teeth or drive home, whatever it might be, that'll be with us. So just notice now what that feels like. There's that state of relaxation. Okay. Okay. There we go. Oh, we kind of like staying down there. It feels kind of powerful. All right. Well, come on back. There we go.
So I have something to add in as we're floating back up to the surface.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's like we're not actually bidding farewell to universal consciousness. We're bringing that awareness back into our daily lives. And that's when
exactly.
I was talking about coming to... But that was pretty... his observation about it also being in Syria, if you think about where these focal points are of the places that need the most change, mm-hmm. you know, Syria is a place that really needs the change, too. That is like the Middle East is another area where those old mm-hmm. archaic energies are cracking apart. So he's got the finger right on the pulse there.
Well, and you know, the earth is a living mechanism. It's dynamic. There are those interior pressures that are going to break through. And so it sounds like Tommy's articulating, he's noticing that in three places around the world. And so it's not that we don't want change to happen there. We need that earth and us to be in a good relationship with how information flows. So if you take all the personality off it and you just allow how can it be harmonized to the best it can be harmonized for all, does that make a difference? If we can see all that is flaring, if we can see all the mayhem, if we can just get beyond that to a place of where it's expressing and not judging that, and allowing the earth to breathe, and it's molten in there. And we are so detached from the reality that it's molten. That's a nice idea. We read about it, whatever. But unless we're in the science of it and down exploring and pumping oil, we forget these things. So in our reality that earth is in harmony, and we are in harmony upon the earth, what would that be like? And so does that help us explore information and allow it to go differently? There we go. All right. Yep. It is possible for us to enjoy life. It is possible for life to enjoy itself. And we are all part of the whole. And you can never forget that. How you doing there, Tommy?
I'm doing good.
Doing good. Do you notice anything in your awareness now that might be a little different than it was before?
Yes, but I'll talk about it later.
Okay. That's great.
All right.
Okay. All right, Tommy. Thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciated it. So, all right, Joan, where are we at?
Well, we just want to remind folks about that they can connect with us on Facebook and on Twitter. If you go to Facebook, you can find us on Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, and you can join the group and join the fun. You can also find us on Twitter with @JoanandJanet. And you can follow me on Twitter @JoanNewcomb. I have a lot of fun passing on information about old photographs and corgis and snarky comments about the political situation today. And then also, Janet, you've got a groovy new website.
Yeah, it's great. Everybody, please check it out for me and see what you think. And I don't know what else is about it. Oh, we got the blog going and all kinds of different things happening as we get new movement through these breakdown, breakthrough time. You know, March was full of a lot of stuff, and we're on this new spring. Things are coming out, expressing themselves. So it's kind of fun to look forward to see what shows up.
Yeah. And if you go to my website, I'm hoping there'll be a link there for the blog that I will be keeping up. It's called Surrender Dorothy: Adventures in Alzheimer's, because it tells. If you go into the old blog post, it'll be talking about my journey with taking care of my mother back in D.C. as she was dying of cancer and Alzheimer's. But I'm also taking some time to go to Europe and distribute her ashes to the places where we lived. So you can follow along with the things that I've been doing. And so that's another new thing. And also my website is joan-newcomb.com. That's where you can find out all that and all the groovy things that are happening in April.
All right, everyone. It's been a wonderful experience being with you. Tommy, thank you so very much for taking the time, sweetie, to join us. And all right, we'll look at there.
All right. You've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. I'm your host, Joan Newcomb.
And I'm Janet Barrett.
Okay, thank you all for joining us. We're transformed.
Yes.
Thank you all for joining us as consciousness expressing and evolving.
Yeah. You've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Thanks so much for helping to co-create the show. No matter whether you're tuning in live or listening on demand, you energetically contribute to our collective experience. Joan and Janet love to hear from you and invite you to email your comments and ideas for them to explore each week. Contact them at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Tune in next Wednesday for another great show at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and 10 p.m. UTC.